governor of Minnesota. But I stand in front of you as a geography teacher from the Mankato Public School. I never prepared my life to stand here, but my life prepared me well. Those years in that classroom, helping students achieve their dreams, prepared me to stand here. Working alongside some of the smartest, most compassionate, the most caring people you could ever find for 20 years as they too serve every single child that walked through that door prepared me to stand here. And helping to build inclusive, welcoming schools and welcoming communities prepared me to stand right here. Now I gotta tell you, as we just walked back and forth from sitting at that table, you know what? All those years of teaching, I wondered who the hell sat at that table. Well, guess what? 80,000 teachers sat at that table. Let's be absolutely clear. When Minnesotans spoke last year and made Melissa Hortman the Speaker of the House, yes. When Minnesotans spoke last year and put the first Indigenous woman in American history into office. And let's be very clear, Minnesotans spoke with clarity. They said there were several things that they cared about deeply that made this state special. And chief among them was, they told us very clearly, invest in our schools, invest in the teachers that make it happen, and invest in our children. Saying is, negotiate away our future to give tax breaks to millionaires. No. Not a damn one. And they were absolutely clear. This is a state that is compassionate. We welcome all. We guarantee your right to have health care and a decency and dignity in your life. We could find enough money to give hundreds of millions of dollars to healthcare insurance companies, we could damn sure find the money to make sure everybody gets covered. You know there are competing ideas about what Minnesota should look like. I gotta tell you, I'm hearing a lot of great ideas from some folks that fit better in Mississippi and Alabama than they do in Minnesota. So now is the time. This is the time with those without a voice. Expect and congratulate and thank you for being here to raise the voice for every child. front of you. Here's the deal. We got 36 people that need to hear our voices roar. We've got 2 days to roar. Let's do it. Let's go.